Twitter suspends account of human rights champion Reggie Littlejohn. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 10, 2022. Twitter has banned the account of human rights champion Reggie Littlejohn for posting an opinion that contradicted the WHO's policy on coronavirus vaccine mandates for infants. On Sunday night, Littlejohn announced the suspension after appeals for reinstatement on Twitter failed. She told Breitbart News on Monday that she finds it outrageous that she has been banned for tweeting against vax mandates for babies. Littlejohn's offending tweet that earned her Twitter's opprobrium read, "The FDA and the CDC approved jabs for babies as young as 6 months. These jabs should not be mandated or be added to the childhood vaccination schedule. Take action here." When Littlejohn posted the tweet on August 1, Twitter suspended her account, demanding that she voluntarily delete the offending tweet which, it claimed, violated Twitter rules by spreading misleading and potentially harmful misinformation regarding COVID-19. Since the first sentence of the tweet was a factual restatement of what the FDA and CDC had done, the only misleading and potentially harmful misinformation regarding COVID-19 must refer to Littlejohn's opinion that coronavirus vaccines should not be mandated for infants. Twitter's belief that such an opinion, which is shared by millions of people, is misleading and potentially harmful and therefore worthy of censorship says much about Big Tech's perceived role as guardian of orthodoxy. In its message to Littlejohn, Twitter said its policy requires the removal of content that may pose a risk to people's health, including content that goes directly against guidance from authoritative sources of global and local public health information. Unsurprisingly, the two links to authoritative sources on the coronavirus both directed to the discredited World Health Organization, WHO, with established ties to Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Littlejohn has been a relentless critic of the CCP's population policies as well as their harvesting of organs, treatment of women, and brutal abuse of the Uyghur population in the Xinjiang territory. Follow @WilliamsRome.